This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
I'm Kate Rooney, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Robinhood has agreed to pay $45 million to settle an SEC investigation into several alleged violations. They include one stemming from a data breach in 2021 that exposed millions of customer names and emails. It is the latest in a series of big fines the online broker has paid as it's grown from a startup to a more established financial firm. Meantime, Chinese officials facing a U.S. ban of TikTok have reportedly discussed the possible sale of the app's U.S. operations to a trusted non-Chinese party like Elon Musk. The Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg say it's unclear whether the idea has been presented to China's top leaders, and Beijing has protested a law that would ban TikTok unless its Chinese parent company ByteDance gets rid of the U.S. business. The law goes into effect on Sunday unless the Supreme Court issues a stay. A TikTok spokesperson saying, quote, "We cannot be expected to comment on pure fiction." Sticking with TikTok, American users are flocking to other Chinese social media apps as the ban nears. The Red Note jumped to the top of the download spot on the Apple App Store. Employees at the Shanghai-based company say the sudden surge is a surprise as they have no plans to grow by targeting American users. Most of Red Note's content is in Mandarin, and the app doesn't have a translation feature to help new U.S. users understand posts. That's all from the West Coast. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.
This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. With the advanced connectivity and intelligence of global secure networking, we're helping businesses of all sizes transform, grow, and thrive. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.